people pay attention. So he is able to use PR, publishing, and the whole character in the story is drawn in Milo's likeness. So he's going to turn around and set up at a studio with him attached to Star. And he's gone from a mid-level TV actor to a mainstream, on his way to being an A-list movie star. So that's how, like, these things progress. Narrative nonfiction. Cable movies of love true stories. Articles, love true stories. So Changeling, Queen Size was one that we did for Lifetime, which was based on a true story that our client found and optioned in a Michigan paper. The show Survivor, that's narrative nonfiction. Nixon Frost, narrative nonfiction. Thieves of Baghdad was another project our client, who's a Fox News correspondent, came in with an idea based on his buddy, had a great story at the beginning of the Iraq War. We did the rounds of meetings in Hollywood. Everybody's like, we love it more if it was a book. And so we got the book deal done through Bloomsbury, brought it back and sold it to Warner Brothers. So that's kind of, again, things move across media platforms. And Seabiscuit was co-developed as a book and a film concurrently. And then the marketing for that was based on a best-selling book. Well, it only became based on a best-selling book because the movie was coming out. So it's a cycle. They need each other. PR needs Hollywood. They all need each other. And then, of course, in your experts and professionals who are giving advice, the how-to. And that's your Oprah, Dr. Phil, Martha Stewart, Susie Roman, and Donald Trump, Tony Robbins. And so those are people who are in the, we'll call general or prescriptive nonfiction arena. So when you're looking at your content, decide which one you are, and then think about all the media channels that you can get it out through. And this is, and out of this list, you may say, oh yeah, well some of this is in someone else's hands. I have bad news for you. 90% of this is in your hands. And the thing is, they know this now. They figured it out, how much you can do on your own before you bring it in. So you can't pitch networks anymore and say, hey, I've got a great idea. They go, great, where's your reel? Where is it? What can we see? What is the website? How many fans do you have? How much traffic do you drive? So that's all in your hands. So I have so much to say, and you can tell how much I love this. So I'm going to just let you guys know that I have, because on my content, one of the things is teleseminars, which I'll be talking about tomorrow, but I have a course which I love that's going to be my third year I'm teaching it. So I definitely want to share this with you guys so that if it's something that we can be helpful in helping you guys put together, and obviously there's a lot of consulting that we do, if you can just pass those out, that would be fabulous. I'm going to give you some right now. And if you can hand those out, that would be fabulous. And then Ray here is actually one of our clients. We'll be taking order forms, which are here. So I know we're a lot to cover, and I just want to make sure you guys have all the information you need. Okay, back to here are the media platforms. So, shouting out, which ones do you see on here that you've done, you'd like to do? What's on the list? I know we have published authors here, as I recognize. Hey, so you've done books. Okay, so what have people done that's on this list? So we have book authors. Anybody in here done a film? Not yet. Okay. I've done films. Okay. Television? Got some TV? Okay. What about media? Newspapers, magazines, radio, talk shows? Okay. Publishing? Who here has done books, ebooks, comic books, graphic novels? Okay. Entertainment? Video games, amusement parks, boarding events, things that kind of fall into the general entertainment category. Audio, video, CDs, DVDs, teleseminars, podcasts, short content, online video. Web, who here has a website? Okay. Social networking, who here is in the social networking phase? User-generated content, web marketing, autoresponders, newsletters, and then events, speaking, conferences, workshops, and then marketing, everything from your business cards, your photos, your logos, your advertisements, sponsors, cross-promotional partners, licensing, merchandising. So there's all this stuff. And the thing is, if you guys are raising your hands, Okay, who here has done any one of those things on that list? Raise your hands really high. Look around. Look at all the people who raised their hands. So if you need help, you're not alone. Everybody, someone in here has done what you're looking to do. Someone in here has set up a blog if you haven't. Someone in here has set up a teleseminar if you haven't. Someone in here has gotten print, radio, television if you haven't. So you guys are each other's best resource for learning this, and that's actually what the program I do, because it's it creates a brain trust. Like, I'm privileged to be able to say, hey, here's some of my professional experience and insights, but what makes these courses so magical is that it's my job to inform, inspire, and challenge, but it's your job to participate, contribute, and connect. And that's what makes these things amazing, and to see what comes out of them, and people get things done. And that's what it's about. So, however you get it done. Do the course, do it on your own, connect with each other. I don't care how you get it done, get it done. Because it's really important. Trends, obviously we're seeing media converge. The technology keeps growing, and it's getting easier. We obviously live in a celebrity-driven culture, so that's the whole thing. It's when people see you in print, they see you in magazines, they start to see you, you create that celebrity. You create that, oh, I've heard of you. Oh, she's on the other side of the table. Someone was asking, well, how do you get to become a speaker? You ask. You have something to say, but my very first speaking was I looked at the program. And I saw, wow, like they've got a lot of writers and a lot of producers, but they don't have any representatives. I would like to come and fill a need. And they said, well, if you can get yourself here, we'll put you up. Fabulous. So that's a big part of it. But there's so much of an ability to now create and distribute content. There's more crossover between film and television, because now we've seen you went from 3 network channels to 30. Now you have 300. There is such a huge need for content. Now, we're also seeing a change of players in the business. New people, it's changing. The book business, as you'll hear, I'm sure, this weekend, is changing. But I still feel the bad news is that 90% of this now falls on you. But it's doable. And online marketing has changed things. These kind of conferences didn't exist 7 years ago. This kind of opportunity and access, because online marketing makes it cheap. And that's a big thing, so that you have these access to these professionals that 10 years ago did not exist. And so that's a gift for you. But again, the responsibility comes back that you need a well-built platform. And so when people say, I need a platform, what does that really mean? You should know this now, coming out of the class. What does a platform mean? And why do you need one? You. Yes, you.
You need one in order to create your brand then.
Well, in order to brand, to reach your audience.
Yes, to reach your audience.
That's what they want to know. When they give you a platform, do you have a channel? Should you have an existing audience that knows you, that's excited about you, that wants what you got? That's what they want. And do you have that infrastructure to get to those people? Do you have a mailing list? A simple thing you can do if you have a website is get an autoresponder and put on a web form so people can come to your site and you can capture that traffic. Then you can email them when you're doing a speaking engagement or you have a new video or you get them on your RSS feed so that when you have a new blog post, they know about it. There's all of these ways in which it kind of like feeds on each other. And then ownership. If you start building it from the bottom up, you own it. A lot of people say, oh, I've got an idea for a film, and it'd be great. But great, if someone buys it, you have no experience, you have no credibility, you're out. Someone else will come in, and they'll take it on. But if you want ownership, you pilot it, you develop it, you prove it to be successful, then you take it to the next level. Especially in the animated film world, if there's rights or anything that's going to have future licensing and merchandising potential, you want to own that. So, the 4 steps to development is you start with your idea, and then you don't come across to sell it, you go down to inquire, where does it fit, what's the market need, find your audience, talk to them, workshop your material, find its place, cultivate a fan base early on, then take that feedback, retool it, then come up and sell it. So it's an inquiry versus a pitch. That's why I'm really big about workshops and peer review and all of those things to get your content to be fabulous. Okay, so because the scale of quality in all of this is basically, you create content, we get a lot of it, most of it's not very good. And that's the thing, is when you're creating content, as an artist, as a creator, you have to create, you have to start somewhere. And just start. Don't, but again, then don't say, oh, but I'm going to give it to the most professional person I can get to. No, you have mentors, you have peer review, you have a whole process to get, because again, most content we're getting, a lot of it's just not very good. Some of it's okay. The rare case is exceptional. But we can only professionally work with material that's here. That doesn't mean you're not good. It just means you're in process. So I want to empower and encourage people, but just really understand that there's a certain level in which things have to be in order for them to really get that traction through the system. But that's not to say you can't make friends in the process. You can't inquire, you can't ask, you can't learn, you can't workshop. There's all sorts of ways in which you can grow in this. There are 5 disciplines that you take to master all of this. One is the brand identity, putting it together, you know, knowing your positioning and what it is that you're offering. Second is entrepreneurship. You have to know what you're selling and to whom, and think about business models. How am I making money? How am I making money for the people that I'm working with? Storytelling. You're all storytellers, and we love stories. Tell us your story. Who are you? How did you get here? Why are you passionate about this? Why should we care? That's actually a big one. Why do we care? And you have to have a good answer for why we care. Creating emotional impact. All the art of storytelling. Technology. Who in here is scared of technology? Okay, there's a couple of you. And again, ask for help. You don't need to know it. You don't need to learn it. There's a lot of people who here love technology. See? Okay, look around. There's plenty of people to ask for help. And technology is going to be a big part of the social networking, the website. A lot of the stuff that you can do does take a little bit, not a lot. But find your comfort zone. Learn one step at a time. But it is a big part of it. And lastly, it's your communication. It's your ability to, again, cultivate that audience and build that relationship with them over time. And all of the tools you need to get to people in the right way, so whether it's your query letters or whatever it is that you're submitting through the different channels, through Hollywood. There's a certain etiquette, there's a certain culture, a certain language, a certain form to each of these different industries. Make sure you know it. Because instantly, when you're coming into people's line of vision, they're saying, are you an amateur or are you a professional? And they make that judgment in 2 seconds. And it's okay if you're not yet a professional, but they want to get that you're on your way there. And you're getting the help you need at every step. And again, that's why making friends, ask versus pitch goes a long way. Okay, so these are the tools of trade. Again, it's going to be different for every industry in terms of queries, log lines, synopsis, treatment. Get familiar with the ones in whichever channel you're pursuing, and just learn what the standards and practices are in each of those fields. So you're going to need query letters. They're going to be a little bit different in film than they are in publishing. Log lines, synopsis, treatment, scripts, books, reels, rights, manuscripts, book proposals. These are the tools to sort of be able to move things forward and get things done. Your websites, your blogs, social networking, research and referrals.